Could a chemo-free regimen surpass the standard triplet in HER2-positive breast cancer? Find out about this and more in today's PureDirect Medical News podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. A New England Journal of Medicine study compared a novel chemotherapy regimen, trastuzumab deruxtecan plus pertuzumab, with a current taxane-based standard regimen of docetaxel, trastuzumab, and pertuzumab in patients receiving first-line therapy for HER2-positive advanced or metastatic breast cancer. The combination of trastuzumab deruxtecan resulted in a significantly lower risk of disease progression or death than the taxane-containing standard protocol, marking an important advancement in first-line treatment. Objective response rates and durations of response were higher with the antibody-drug conjugate-based regimen, while patients experienced fewer traditional chemotherapy-related toxicities such as alopecia or myelosuppression. The incidence of interstitial lung disease was consistent with previous studies, and no new safety signals were identified. These results suggest a targeted chemotherapy-sparing approach could soon replace the current standard, providing patients with strong efficacy and improved tolerability. The authors concluded that this trial points towards a meaningful shift in how first-line HER2-positive metastatic breast cancer may be managed. In our next story, we learned from a JAMA Oncology study from Uppsala University that examined how different hormonal contraceptives influence breast cancer risk among more than 2 million women and adolescents in Sweden. Using national prescription and cancer registries, researchers compared combined estrogen progestin pills, progestin-only pills, injections, implants, and hormonal intrauterine devices. Overall, hormonal contraceptive use was associated with a modestly increased breast cancer risk, about one additional case per 7,800 users per year, and risk rose with longer duration of use. Importantly, not all contraceptives carry the same risk. Desogestrel-based progesterone-only pills showed nearly a 50% higher risk with long-term use, whereas levonorgestrel-based intrauterine systems and combined pills containing drospirenone did not show a significant increase. Depo-medroxyprogesterone acetate injections were also not linked to elevated risk. The authors emphasize that hormonal contraceptives remain highly effective and confer benefits such as reduced ovarian and endometrial cancer risk. But their findings underscore the value of individualized counseling to help women choose formulations that balance contraceptive benefits with breast cancer risk profiles. And finally, a British Medical Journal study from Denmark, known as the REPAIR trial, evaluated whether a short course of oral antibiotics could prevent wound complications after an episiotomy or second-degree tear during vaginal delivery. In this double-blind, placebo-controlled randomized trial, 442 women were assigned to receive either 3 doses of oral amoxicillin with clavulanic acid or placebo within 6 hours postpartum. Follow-up occurred within 2 weeks of delivery. The researchers found that while overall rates of wound complication were not significantly different between groups, clinically relevant wound complications, those requiring follow-up for pain, infection, or larger dehiscence, were cut nearly in half among the women who received antibiotics, 9% compared with 17% in the placebo group. No serious adverse events were reported, and the antibiotic regimen was well tolerated. The investigators concluded that a brief, prophylactic antibiotic course significantly reduces clinically important wound complications after vaginal delivery and could warrant consideration in routine postpartum care for women with episiotomies or second-degree tears. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PureDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at PureDirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@PureDirect.com. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, "What's my flash briefing?" Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.